from someone whose business is actually operating. They should never have forced businesses closed. Well, the government's tried to mitigate that with wage subsidies, but there is an alternative, according to Dr. David Law. The New Zealand Initiative says the government must change its approach towards wage subsidies to avoid a mass layoff of jobs, the potential destruction of many companies. In a new paper called Short-Time Work to Maintain Employment, New Zealand could preserve an extra 3-4% of jobs, even during the harshest economic impact of the COVID-19 shutdowns, by adopting a successful European policy tested during the GFC. The author of that report, Dr. David Law, joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is there anything inherently wrong with wage subsidies to assist businesses keeping their work staff on?
It depends on the circumstances. I think in the current circumstances, no. I think they're a very good idea indeed, and a lot of countries are doing just that.
Yeah. However, you think there are other initiatives that could be introduced or that would be better?
Yeah, well, there are always different ways of skinning a cat, and some are better than others. We've seen a lot happening in this space at the moment. Actually, in New Zealand, we've already seen some significant changes.
Yeah.
So when we first looked at this, we were particularly impressed with a scheme that did very well in Germany called short-time work.
Yeah.
Which is basically provides wage subsidies to firms in order that they can reduce the hours of their employees and wages in times just like these. It's a lot more flexible than the wage subsidies that we have at the moment. And in certain circumstances, it would be more generous. That's changed a little bit over time as the generosity of the New Zealand scheme has also changed, but in general, I think it's a more flexible and potentially more generous scheme, which has had very good results in a number of European countries.
Can you explain how it works?
Yeah, well, basically, under certain conditions, so for example, a drop in revenue, firms can apply for these wage subsidies. Take, for example, a hotel at the moment that's working at 10% capacity. They wouldn't need as many staff. What they could do is they could reduce the hours of all of their staff to 10% of what they are now, and then the government makes up a large proportion of the difference in wages. And the advantage of this is that employees are still attached to the firm, and when things get back to normal, hours can be slowly ramped back up, and businesses can, you know, start operating more normally again very quickly.
So instead of asking its employees to take significant wage cuts, as Fletcher did, this would be a more flexible scheme that they could have adopted?
Yes. In Fletcher's case, I guess they were talking about wage reductions of 70%.
Mm.
So the German scheme in that case the firm would cut wages by 70%, but the government would make up, I think in Germany it's 2/3 of the difference.
Right.
So it would pay 2/3 of that lost 70%. You can design these schemes differently, but that's what would happen in Germany. And also the scheme in Germany runs a lot longer than the New Zealand scheme. So I think in New Zealand we have the wage subsidies for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And in Germany they can run for up to 12 months. And I think there's actually provisions where they can run for even longer than that people are expecting will happen.
And the results proved the efficacy of the scheme?
Yeah, well, there have been studies that were done on these subsidies during their peak in the global financial crisis, and some of them found, for example, that for every employee involved in these short-time working schemes, about 0.8 jobs were saved. So that's quite a significant number. Now, that back then, the scheme applied to only about 5% of the workforce. I think 60,000 firms used the scheme.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different than now because I think the coverage is going to be a lot larger.
Yes.
So, for example, in Germany, I think last week we already heard that close to 500,000 firms in Germany had already made use of the short-time work scheme in this current crisis, compared to 60,000 in the global financial crisis. So it's a little bit hard to know for sure, but certainly the empirical work that's been done to look at it during the last crisis found some very promising results.
Should there be more flexibility in the sort of subsidies on offer? So, you know, as well as the, I suppose, the rather crude but effective wage subsidies that the government's offering, should there be an opportunity for firms to adopt a scheme that better suits their particular needs?
Yeah, well, I think this is what that is. And so firms that would require a little bit more help would get it, and firms that would require actually a little bit less help would get it. And, for example, during the lockdown, when a lot of firms are doing nothing, the help would be a lot larger than, say, in 3 months' time when hopefully we're starting to get back to normal.
Yeah.
But another important point I think to make is I've been looking at some of the sort of the generosity of some of the wage subsidy schemes around the world. And while the New Zealand scheme kind of looked at various points relatively generous, I think as the nature of the crisis has been moving on and looking more and more severe, some countries' wage subsidies are quite far ahead of ours now. So, for example, in Canada, I was just looking at, and they have up to a 75% wage subsidy for employees, which comes out at about 80% of the average wage, I think, whereas ours works out to below 50% of the average wage. So we have been a little bit worried that you know, the crisis is looking quite severe, and for some firms, these wage subsidies might not be enough to incentivize them to hang in there. And what we really want to see is, you know, the productive capacity of the economy and employment maintained as much as possible, so we can get back on track when the crisis sort of hopefully dissipates.
So the STW is basically in some ways similar to the ability for the government to go from level 4 to level 3 back up to level 4. It gives more flexibility so a firm can say, right, I can keep trained staff but ramp down my operation to 20% of operating function. I can ramp it up again and I've still got the staff there. I don't have to let them go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. And also I see the point of improving equity by sharing the burden more equally across the workforce too.
Yeah, well, so the idea behind this is that instead of just having a binary choice where you have some staff laid off and then they go into unemployment and some staff keep working, you have this kind of middle ground where a lot of staff will end up having, you know, losing a little bit off their wages because the subsidy's not 100%.
Yeah.
So they also, you know, feel some of the burden of the crisis, whereas, you know, when you have no subsidies of any kind, you have people who keep their jobs feeling not really as much of the pain, and then people who end up unfortunately unemployed who bear a lot of the burden. So that tends to be what happens normally in crises, and that is not very evenly distributed, right? People who end up in unemployment, you know, will come from only certain sectors, will be more represented and things like that.
What about the self-employed New Zealanders? There's a huge proportion of those.
Yeah, so my understanding is that the subsidies we have in New Zealand now also apply for self-employed, and I think this German-style short-time work would also apply for self-employed.
Okay, interesting, and always interesting to look at alternatives and different options, and as you say, rather than just have the binary, you've got a multiple range of options which better can be adapted to the workforce.
Yeah, and I think it is always hard to know sort of in the beginning how well a particular any kind of public policy scheme will work.
Yeah.
I think The advantage we have with the short-time work scheme is that it's been used previously in a big crisis, and not just Germany, but quite a few other European countries, and there's the workaround that shows that it had a good effect. So we have, you know, we can feel maybe a little bit more confident about that kind of scheme since it's been used before.
Suppose a text makes the point, you talk about things going back to normal. Jeff says he doesn't think we are going to go back to normal. There's going to be a big reset.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Possibly about the way we do things, how we operate, how businesses operate.
Well, hopefully businesses will operate, and they will be operating more than they are now. So that's what I'm right. what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
I don't think we will have no businesses anymore. So I would expect that firms again start selling, and I think
and building.
And building and doing everything that they do. I expect that the path to get back to where we were before the crisis won't be a month or two. It'll be over some period of time. And I'm not sure how long that will be, and I'm not sure many people
feel
very sure about how long that will be at the moment.
No, quite right. Thank you very much for your time, Dr. David Law, Research Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, talking a form of wage subsidy.